hand over call to Tiffany Mataji to give brief introduction about our speaker of today for the Bhagavatam verse, which is His Grace Toshin Nimai Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining the call. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So this morning we have with us His Grace Toshin Nimai Prabhuji. Toshin Nimai Prabhuji has been serving as a full-time brahmachari in ISKCON NVCC Pune Temple since 2013. He was initiated by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2014. He teaches courses on Vedic wisdom as a guest faculty in many reputed institutes in Pune. He has written a widely appreciated crime fiction called Weed Out, which informs the perils of addictions and ways to move out of it in an engaging way. He has also authored a brief biography of Srila Prabhupada called The Captain, which contains the life of Srila Prabhupada with various lessons drawn from it. Toshin Nimai Prabhuji, along with a team of translators, have translated books from English to Hindi and Marathi. He also runs a daily Bhagavatam recitation group in which many devotees are learning texts and the meaning of various prayers in Bhagavatam. Prabhuji founded a crowdfunding platform called Vidyartha for distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books to school libraries by contributions from alumni. He has also co-founded a mobile application called Vaishnava Seva to connect volunteers with temple services worldwide in ISKCON. He is the director of VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, which organizes courses in the field of theology, arts, and linguistics. And Prabhuji is also a member of the GBC SPT. So very fortunate to have you with us, Prabhuji. Thank you for allowing us to take your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dharat Pranam Mataji. Thank you for inviting me here. I'm just sharing this thing in a second and then we start.
Hare Krishna, Tiffany Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Toshin Nimai Prabhuji. We welcome you to this call. Thank you so much for giving us your association today, this morning. And again, and we are here to hear the Bhagavatam Nectar from you. So today's verse will be...
Hare Krishna. Am I audible sufficiently?
Yes, we are audible. So today's verse will be from Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 19, Text 10 to 13. Hare Krishna. Over to you, Prabhuji.
We start with
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, you're muted.
You're muted, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. We'll chant Jai Radha Madhava and then we start. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari, Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhari, Yashoda Nandana Bhaj Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana, Bhaj Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira, Vanachari, Yamuna Tira, Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe, Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. So, Mataji, would like to share the screen so that we can read out this book and the meaning. Hare Krishna. Should I share the screen? Mataji, Hare Krishna. Yeah. So we are reading from Canto number 6, chapter 19, and text 10, 11, 12, and 13. We're going to read today. Hare Krishna, Janat Pranam. We'll read out. Okay. Last sloka will repeat. Everyone will repeat. I'll just read the sloka. Somebody can read translation, or I'll read the translation. प्रणमे दंडवत भूमौ भक्ति प्रवाहेन चेतसा दशवारं जपेन मंत्रं ततस्तोत्र मुदीरये. One should offer obeisances unto the Lord with a mind humble to devotion. While offering dandavats by falling on the ground like a rod, one should chant the above mantra 10 times. And one should chant the following prayer. So, in this sloka, is mentioned that one should offer humble, respectful obeisances to the Lord, and with that one should chant the mantra. So offering dandavat itself is a very, very powerful form of devotional service. It's mentioned, pranata dehina papakarshanam trunacharangam shriniketanam. Pranata dehina papakarshanam. Just those who offer respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Lord, take away all the sinful reactions of those beings. Just by offering this obeisance. Somebody is very new, doesn't know, not able to chant, what I should do? Okay, just bow down. Just bow down to the Lord. Okay. Even doing that, actually, your devotional service will begin. Yeah, so it's mentioned here, one should bow down to the Lord. Yuvam tu vishvasya vibho jagata karanam param yam hi prakriti sukshma maya shaktir duratyaya. The translation. My Lord Vishnu and Mother Lakshmi, Gods of Fortune, you are the proprietor of entire creation. Indeed, you are the cause of the creation. Mother Lakshmi is extremely difficult to understand because she is so powerful that the jurisdiction of her power is difficult to overcome. Mother Lakshmi is represented in the material world as the external energy, but actually she is always the internal energy of the Lord. So, sometimes people get this doubt that how does this Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all the demons are so powerful. They seem to have favor of Mother Lakshmi. They seem to possess so much of opulences. But how can somebody possess opulence without the favor of Mother Lakshmi? So the Acharya has explained that it's not mercy, actually, is a reflection, is a perverted reflection of mercy. It's just a reflection, mere reflection of mercy of Lakshmi Devi. It's compared to sometime in a darkness, a crow and a black swan may look similar, but a swan is a swan and a crow is a crow. Similarly, it may appear that they got the mercy, but actually, because they are not humbled, it's not mercy. You know, this is it's actually external energy that came upon them, not the internal potential. You can understand. So the energy works in both ways. External energy. We'll discuss some more facts. Some more details about this. Yes. Tasya adishwara saksha tvameva purusha para tvam sarva yagya icheyam kriyeyam phalabhug bhavan. I'll read the translation. My Lord, you are the master of the energy. Master of energy, and therefore you are the supreme person. You are the sacrifice, yajna, personified. Lakshmi, the embodiment of spiritual activities, is the original form of worship offered unto you, whereas you are the enjoyer of all the sacrifices. Krishna is the enjoyer of all the sacrifices, and Mother Lakshmi is the ladini potency of the Lord, who is the original offering made to the Lord, embodiment of all spiritual activities. She is the original form of worship offered to the Lord. Mentioned here. Guna Gatiriyam Devi Vajako Guna Bhubhava. Guna Gatiriyam Devi Vajako Guna Bhubhava. Vamisarva Shariri Atma Sri Sharendri Ashraya. Vamisarva Shariri Atma Sri Sharendri Ashraya. Nama Rupe Bhagavati Atyaspam Pashraya. Nama Rupe Bhagavati Atyaspam Pashraya. To read the word meaning and translation in the purport here in this. Guna Vyaktihi, the reservoir of qualities, Yam, this, Devi, Goddess, Vyatirikaha, Vyanjakaha, Manifester, Guna Bhuk, the enjoyer of the qualities, Bhavan, you, Swam, you, he indeed, Sarva Sharira Atma, the super soul of all living entities, Sri, the goddess of fortune, Sharira, the body, Indriya, senses, Ashya, and the mind, Nama, name, Rupe, and form, Bhagavate, Lakshmi, Pratya, the cause of manifestation, form, you, Apashraya, the support. But the Lakshmi, who is here, is the reservoir of all spiritual qualities. Whereas you manifest and enjoy all these qualities. So Mother is a reservoir, Mother Lakshmi is a reservoir of all good qualities. And who is the enjoyer of all these qualities? So possesses all these qualities for enjoyment of Lord Vishnu. Indeed, you are actually the enjoyer of everything. You live as the super soul of all living entities. And the goddess of fortune is the form of their bodies, senses and minds. She also has the holy name and form. Whereas you are the support of all such names and forms and the cause for their manifestations. We'll read the purport. Madhvacharya, the Acharya of Tattvadis, described this verse in the following way. Vishnu is described as Yajna personified, and the Mother Lakshmi is described as spiritual activities and the original form of worship. Lord Vishnu is Yajna personified, and Mother Lakshmi is described as spiritual activities and original form of worship. In fact, they represent spiritual activities and the super soul of all yajna. Lord Vishnu is the super soul even of Lakshmi Devi. But no one can be super soul of Lord Vishnu. For Lord Vishnu himself is the spiritual super soul of everyone. According to Madhvacharya, there are two tattvas or factors. One is independent and other is dependent. The first tattva is supreme Lord Vishnu, and the second is jiva tattva. Lakshmi Devi being dependent on the Lord Vishnu is sometimes counted among the jivas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, however, describe Lakshmi Devi in accordance with the following two verses from the Pramaya Ratnavali of Baldev Vidya Bhushan. The first verse, the quotation from the Vishnu Purana. Nityai Vasa Jagan Mata Vishnu Shri. And to make it bigger. Anapayini Yatha Sarva Gato Vishnu Tathayevam Vijottama Vishnu Sriu Shaktya Tisras Tasu Ya Kirtita Para Saiva Srishtat Abhineti Prah Shishan Prabhur Mahan. O best of the Brahmanas, Lakshmiji is a constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And therefore, she is called as Anapayini. She is the mother of all creation. As Vishnu is pervading, all pervading, his spiritual energy, potency, Mother Lakshmi is also all pervading. Lord Vishnu has three principal potencies, internal, external, marginal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted Parashakti, the spiritual energy of the Lord, as being identical with the Lord. Thus, she is also included in the independent Vishnu Tattva. In the Kanti Mala commentary of Pramaya Ratnavali, there is statement, Nanu Kachit Nitya Mukta Jivatvam Lakshmya Sukritam Tatrah Praheti Nityaveti Padde Sarva Vyapti Kathanema Kala Kasteti Adi Padde Dvat Dvaye Shuddhopiti Uktacha Mahaprabhuna Svashishyan Prap Prati Lakshmya Bhagavan Advaitam Upadishtam Kachit Yat Tasyasku Dvaitam Uktam Tat Tat Advisht Nitya Mukta Jivam Adaya Sangatamastu. Although some authoritative Vaishnavas have been successions found the goddess of fortune among the ever liberated living entities, Jivas, in Vaikuntha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in accordance with the statement in the Vishnu Puran, has described Lakshmi as being identical with Vishnu Tattva. The correct conclusion is that description of Lakshmi as being different from Vishnu are stated when an eternally liberated living entity is imbued with the quality of Lakshmi. They do not pertain Mother Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Lord Vishnu. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmiltam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtram Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Suhagana Aruganatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Naditam Sri Vishakanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshanyavadi Paschat Desha Tarine Namaha Vadanya Krishna Badayate Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaur Krishna Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Rundavanishwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakal Bataru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vacha, Om Lagati, Vatama Vande Shri Gurori, Natharinam, Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram, Paramananda Madhavam, Hare Krishna. So I am very grateful to all devotees who are present right now. I am grateful to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group devotees for giving me this wonderful opportunity to share Krishna consciousness, to share Srimad Bhagavatam in this way, make myself more Krishna conscious and also try to help some devotees be more Krishna conscious. So thank you very much. So this chapter begins with Parikshit Maharaj asking Shukdev Goswami the process of Punsavan Vrata. The Punsavan Vrata is given by Kashyap Muni to Diti. So Diti wanted to take a revenge. Her children are demons, technically called Asuras, and Aditi children are known as demigods, and Vishnu, she feels by siding with the demigods, they have killed her children, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and she wanted to take a revenge. So for that she asked, can I have a child and do me some process, I can have a child, give me some way I can have a child. And then Kashyapuni gave her very trickily, she wanted, she had very ill feelings and wrong feelings in her heart. But he gave a process of devotional service in the form of Punsavan Vrata. By engaging in this process, gradually, her heart will purify. That was his understanding. And when he's given this Punsavan Vrata, so it's also important. Actually, many people come to us for counseling, for guidance. And if we try to solve the issues on material platform, the issues may get complicated. Right? Also, there is a lot of sometimes feeling of a drainage, we feel drained. That our consciousness is not drained, our energy is not drained. He is just hearing people or their material problems. And many times we discuss material solutions. So means, if we are not careful, conscious, then it may happen, right? But better utilization of time is actually, if we know carefully Bhagavatam, then relevant sections we can read out together, actually. And just by reading, together, a lot of good solutions can come out. So there's good utilization of time. Even when devotees come, not for discussing problem, but they just we just meet each other, and many time may just go in discuss so many other things from direct Krishna consciousness, apart from direct Krishna consciousness. So better is somebody takes a lead, okay, opens Bhagavatam, can we read together, can we chant together, and that will build relationship very, very deep and strong. So here we find that she's asking how to have a child, and she wants to take a revenge, and he's giving cost of devotional service, by which complication in heart will be, all these complicated feelings or ill feelings will go away, and she'll become purified. You find that, and he has given entire peace on the pen. The Maruts are born, which are friendly to Indra. That whole chapter comes in last chapter. And here, Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing that how Kusamrata has purified Mother Diti, that she has given up ill feelings to Indra, is very inspired. And he wants to ask, what is this process? Please explain. What is such a powerful process that to transform? How it exactly works? So that is always constant, whenever some formula works, people want to ask how these formulas work, right? We find that in Mahabharata, when Satyabhama meets Draupadi, and Satyabhama asks, Draupadi, you got five husbands. If you're 8 wives, you got one husband, and you got one wife, you got five husbands. And it seems that all the husbands are in total control of you. What kind of you use that, how you control them, how you captured them, have you enchanted them in some way, as she's asking. So here Draupadi is telling that, no, I don't use any enchantment, but actually I'm very, very expert, careful in managing and administration. So she says, I know exactly how many gold coins are there in the treasury of Yudhishthira Maharaj, and how many gifts come and how many they go out, and exactly how many soldiers and how many elephants, and everything I know, all the details actually. So I earned tremendous speed. Right. So that is one of the qualities of wife. She should know all the home affairs very perfectly. Right. So that will help the wife to build the trust and the faith of the husband. That. So here, Satyabhama is asking Draupadi, please tell me the formula. And we find even the gopis are asking actually each other, what is the formula by which this flute has pleased Krishna and getting so much mercy of Krishna? Gopya kim acharada vayam kushalam sumagena damodara darasudam avi gopikana bhunte seva dashishtra samadena pratyas prato sumuchas taro yatarya kim acharam gopya kim acharam, what kind of possibilities kushalam, what kind of pious activities this flute has performed that solely alone she is able to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips. Damodara darasudam avi gopikana, that's meant for us, but alone she is enjoying that. Kya kiya isne, what she has done? They are asking this. Right. So they're very curious because they feel that if we follow this procedure, probably we also may attain a similar fortune. And another sense they're asking, she has not done anything. What she has done? That without doing anything also, she is getting everything. Why she should be getting all this? And that is the feeling. But another feeling is, I want to know what you have done. So there should not be any ego between devotees. And we should be humble, and we should take guidance of senior devotees actually. And that can save so much of our time and energy. If you just go and ask them the formulas, Prabhu, how you chant better, how you seem to be so dedicated in service, how you, Mataji, that how you're so consistent in your devotional service, what has helped you, right? So one is the answer of the devotee, but another factor is the humility, what we express, and the genuine humility pleases Krishna. It's mentioned in Bharat Bhagavatam that genuine humility and pure devotional service are non-different from each other, because pure devotional service gives rise to intense humility, and intense humility gives rise to pure devotional service, because both are giving rise to each other, they're complementing each other. That's why both are identical. Right? So, such humility, when we express, definitely Krishna is very kind, actually. And he may bestow that particular quality possessed by devotees to us. That's what he's supposed to do, actually, with devotees. Shad Vida Priti Lakshana, that expressing our heart and revealing the heart and hearing from other devotees. This is the process we need to do confidentially. So here we find that Sukadeva Goswami is being asked by Parikshit Maharaj, what is this Punsavrata? Please explain to me. I want to know every detail. So that is the mood of a devotee. You want to know every detail, actually, how we can please Krishna. Go as much as possible in details. Because love lies in details, you see. So here now Sukadeva Goswami is going to reveal the process, and these the few prayers is really here, which is told by Kashyap Muni to Padaditi. And it's mentioned one should offer respectful obeisances, and we learn that. Right? And here, the glories of Lakshmi Devi is mentioned here in this particular shloka, the translation what we read. The mother Lakshmi is. There seems to be contradiction, as Mr. Prabhupada writes the purport. You know, sometimes there is a contradiction, apparent contradiction. We are same sampradaya, one acharya, right? We are parts of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya, and Madhvacharya is our acharya, and Madhvacharya is telling Lakshmi should be counted among jiva tattvas because she's dependent, and Vishnu is independent, so she's jiva tattva. And here our another acharya is Baldev Vidyabhushan. He is from the same Madhva sampradaya. Got initiated in Madhva Sampradaya and then came to Gaudiya Sampradaya and took Shiksha under Shri Vishwanath Chakra Thakur. And here he is saying, no. Actually,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. We can hear your voice, but it is not clear, Prabhu. Can you change your microphone source?
Is it better?
Yeah, now I think it's better, Prabhuji.
Okay. Sorry. I hope it wasn't too bad.
That's okay, Prabhu. We could understand, but it was not so clear. So now it is louder, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So, so we are here. We are finding. Yes. So we are finding in the same sampradaya, two acharyas having two different opinions. Madhvacharya is telling Lakshmi is Jiva Tattva, and Baldev Vidyabhushan saying Lakshmi is not Jiva Tattva actually. No, Lakshmi is, because she is identical to Vishnu Tattva, she should be counted as Vishnu Tattva. That is opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how do we understand? One time one of the devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, there seems to be contradiction between two acharyas. And Srila Prabhupada said, resounding words, Srila Prabhupada said, there's no contradiction, right? Srila Prabhupada said. So acharya has no contradiction. Sometimes the perspectives are different. Sometimes we may say 5 plus 5 is 10, and sometimes somebody may say 6 plus 4 is 10. But there are just two different ways of looking at the same thing. Right? If somebody in the whole mathematics is able to understand, actually it's the same thing. 6 plus 4 or 5 plus 5 is the same. Right, but somebody who doesn't know, he may look, oh, how it is 10, 5 plus 5 is 10, but how can you even say the 6 plus 4 is 10? So two different perspectives. Sometimes, based on the time-place situation and the context of the situation, actually, the acharyas may explain certain detail in a certain way. So here we find that Madhvacharya had a very, very strong mission of, earlier, there was very, very strong influence of Srila Shankaracharya, Advait philosophy, and every living entity is God, and material nature is God, everything is God, everything is God. That was conception. He wanted to refute. So he's standing, he's sitting like this too. God and living entity are different. God and material nature is different. Material nature and living entity is different. Living entity and God different. Everything different. So here in that spirit is telling, don't think Lakshmi Devi is also God. No, it's different. Right? One way of explaining that. And how to understand, reconcile that. That Srila Prabhupada also in the end of the purport is explaining that. When a living entity is ecstatic in devotion, is a spontaneously achieved devotion as good as Mother Lakshmi, sometimes that living entity is also going to be called as Lakshmi because she achieved, right? So everything is God in one sense. We understand that by the Tattva Achint Veda Ved, that simultaneously there is a difference and non-difference between living entities and God. So in one sense, everything is a God because everything is energy of the Lord in this material world. Everything is energy of the Lord. So because there is no difference between energy and energetic, so that's way we can call as God. But another way, actually, there's a difference. Sun and sun rays are same at the same time, they're different. So there's a difference also. So from that spirit of difference, Madhvacharya is highlighting actually they're different. But actually we understand that Vishnu Shakti Parapukta Krishna Shakti Parapukta. This Lakshmi Tattva is a Parashakti of the Lord, is spiritual energy, it's internal energy of the Lord. Devi Krishna Mayi Pukta Radhika Paradevata. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Sarva Sammohini Para Shrimati Radharani Radhashmi is also coming. So it's very apt discussion today. Today is also in Maharashtra Lakshmi Bithate Aaj Lakshmi Ji Ghar Pe Aate. Bahut bada festival hota hai. Those who are Maharashtrians, they know actually that. And some other place in India also, they celebrate that. So it's very apt today to discuss about something about Mother Lakshmi, Shrimati Radharani, because Radhashmi is there and आज लक्ष्मी जी बैठ रहे महाराष्ट्र में, घर घर में हमारे घर में बैठते लक्ष्मी जी. सो यस, सो लक्ष्मी देवी एक्चुअली इज इटर्नली इंटरनल पोटेंसी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, इज अंतरंग शक्ति ऑफ द लॉर्ड, एंड दैट्स वे शी इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड. She is the original worship which is being offered to the Lord. She is the Ladini Shakti of the Lord. Lord is Shaktiman, she is a Shakti. So in that way, like the sun and sun rays, they can't be separated. Similarly, Krishna and Srimati Radharani cannot be separated in this way. We can understand that. So that's the way we understand actually. Specifically in the context of Radhashmi today, not today, today we are discussing, but Radhashmi we are celebrating every month. So Radhashtami is a wonderful, is one of the most important festival, not one of the most important festival for the Gaudians. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said to his devotees, right? We worship Krishna just because Krishna is liked by Srimati Radharani. Or other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they worship Radharani because Krishna likes Radharani, Krishna's consort is Srimati Radharani. That's why along with Krishna, they worship Radharani. For Gaudiyas, they are devotees of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani loves Krishna, that's why we also worship Krishna. So in our sampradaya, we are called as, you know, the devotees of Vishnu are called as Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna are called Kashriyas, and we are called as Gaudiyas, you know, original Gauri, you know, Sunila Vasana Gauri, Rupa Gune Dhanya. Srimati Radharani is original Gauri, original Lakshmi, you know, Sarva Lakshmi Mai Kanta, Sarva Sammohini Para. She is the origin of all the Lakshmis. You know, all the Lakshmi forms come from Srimati Radharani. All the Vishnu forms come from Shri Krishna. All the Vaikuntha Vishnu forms come from their expansion or expansion of Shri Krishna. Similarly, all the Lakshmi forms actually, they are expansion of Srimati Radharani. And even in the material world, you find, and Parvati comes, you know, like Parvati and Shivji, actually they are the parents, you know, for this material world. They take the charge. They are the in charge. Right? So we hear the pastime of Srimant Dweep, where Mother Parvati is coming and complaining to Gauranga. Gauranga, Gauranga, She's praying, she's meditating, she's doing austerities, and when the Gauranga appears in front of her, with tears in her eyes, she says, "Oh Gauranga, what service you've given to me? All your devotees are worshipping, you know, they're serving you in the spiritual world, they're liberated, they're happily serving you, but what service you've given to me? You have given service to me to keep the living entities away from you, to put them in Maya, to keep them in illusory potency, and what is this service you've given to me? Why you've given me this service?" So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, "Oh, we are never separated. Oh, Parvati, you are actually originally Srimati Radharani in spiritual world, and you are expanded, you know, as an external potency in this material world, and your function is actually to test this living entity so that only qualified living entities, you know, so that they become more and more pure. Only qualified living entities come. That's a service to the Lord, actually, by helping living entities to become more and more purified and qualified to enter into the spiritual realm. So that service given. Right? And Simantini, she takes the dust off Gauranga and she put her, you know, in this as a sindoor. So she is also called Simantini. The Simantudvi, she is worshipped, Parvati Devi. So she also comes from Srimati Radharani. You know, Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself is saying, actually, you are Radharani spiritual world, but you come here. Right? So, like Krishna expand, Shiram Yadi Dadi Vikar Vishesh Yoga Sajjaya Tanita Tapatagasti. Like Lord Krishna expand as Lord Shiva, we find as Srimati Radharani expanding as Mother Parvati in this material world. So, Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva, Sarva Kanti, Sarva Sammohini Para. She is the original source of all Lakshmi Devis. And she possesses all enchantment to attract Krishna. Today, every day I write a little bit of Japa. So today I mentioned that, you know, by chronology, we have been discussing the pastime of Brahmanas. You know, Krishna begging food from Brahmanas and they don't give. And then the Brahmanas, why is they give food to Krishna? And then when they're regretting that we lost this opportunity, actually, we couldn't understand, you know, we got bewildered. And in one of the prayers, they're saying that actually Lakshmi Devi is eternally, you know, not but for centuries, you know, for so much time, Lakshmi Devi is doing severe austerities, giving up her pride and shame and all her opulence. She's sitting in a veil one and doing serious austerity she is doing just to get a dust of lotus feet of Sri Krishna, enter into the pastime of Sri Krishna. Of course, she's not able to give up her Vaikuntha pride. But yeah, she is doing intense austerity there. And entire world is behind the favor of Mother Lakshmi. Everybody wants material energy. Lakshmi's favor. The Lakshmi stand like this actually. The Lakshmi, you know, they put Devi right. And we find all the gold coins falling out of. But this is only reflection of Lakshmi Devi's mercy. The real mercy of Lakshmi Devi is actually when we get Sri Krishna, when we get devotion to Sri Krishna, Narayana. That's actual mercy of Lakshmi Devi. So everybody is behind the slightest stress of mercy of, you know, even get a slightest trace of the mercy of Lakshmi Devi. A person feels very fortunate. Oh, I got mercy of Lakshmi Devi. But Lakshmi Devi is doing so much austerity to get, she's attracted by Sri Krishna. We find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to the house of Venkata Bhatta. And Venkata Bhatta is, you know, Sri Sampradaya follower, and he's worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. And then in a mood of teasing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him, oh, Venkata Bhatta, why are you Lakshmi Devi actually? Why she is, she's such a chaste lady. She lives on the bosom of Lord Vishnu. Why she is giving up Lord Vishnu and going to Sri Krishna? What happened? Why she is giving up her chastity? Why is doing all these austerities she's doing? Venkata Bhatta says, no, they're all same, both same actually. There's no difference. There's no breakage of chastity. Oh, Vishnu and Krishna are same. But he's explaining then, if they're same, then why she's leaving Vishnu? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that she's attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna, which are so sweet, which are not, when these qualities which are not even found in Lord Vishnu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu mentioned that Krishna has 64 qualities and Vishnu has 60 qualities. Shiva has 55 qualities and Brahmaji has 50 qualities. In this way, we find that Lakshmi Devi is attracted by the transcendental sweet qualities of Sri Krishna, and she wants to have association of Sri Krishna. That's why she is doing severe austerities. And that Sri Krishna, for whom Lakshmi Devi is doing so much austerity, that Sri Krishna, when Srimati Radharani is in a sulking mood, when she is doing his man leela, Sri Krishna giving up his own pride, that he surrenders unto Srimati Radharani, he begs for her mercy, and he aspires to take the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. You find that. That's what we find in scriptures.
Doctor.
So that's what we find in our scriptures, that Sri Krishna aspires for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That's the glory of Srimati Radharani. Sarva sammohini para. She possesses everything to attract. Nirantaram vashikrita pratiti nandanandani. She has done vashikaran. She is totally enchanted to Krishna. Krishna is in total control of Srimati Radharani. Krishna understands everything. But a Supreme Lord will understand everything because he must have everything in him. That should be something in him that he doesn't understand. So what he doesn't understand is Kim Radhaya Pranayamahima Kidrushovaneva Kinadbutta Madhurima Kidrushovanya. That Sokhyam Chasya Madhunota Kidrushom Vaitirova Tadbhavadya Samajani Sachigarbha Sindhuval. That what kind of sweetness she is testing in me, what kind of love she possesses in me, what kind of happiness she derives when she worships me. I don't know this. And that's why she is actually worshipping. Mamish. That's why she is worshipping. That's why we find that Krishna is always aspiring to take shelter of Srimadhi, because she possesses such a transcendental qualities which attract Krishna. So Krishna is in her total control. We find that. And Krishna wants to understand. Krishna doesn't know what she has. So Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the mystery of Srimati Radharani's love. So Lokchandas Thakur says it's a great mystery actually that whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the first being and Radha Krishna has come from them, or Radha Krishna was the first and actually they become from Ekatmana Vibhuvi Puradeva Vedam Gatoto Chaitanya Kampata Vandana Tadvayam Chaikya Mahaprabhu. The great mystery. Ek Pelea, chicken and egg problems. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, who came first? So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna, and doesn't matter. This is also Chinta Veda Ved, right? Whoever comes first. But either of them or all three of them are worshipping Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We worship, right? So we find in many places Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been established along with Radha Krishna, Vaishnava Bhakti Sanskar Thakur. So all the three are worshipable for us, right? So this is glory of Srimati Radharani's love, which has been described in so many scriptures, so many Puranas, so many Acharyas have sung the glories of Srimati Radharani. We find among all the devotees, Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatam, we find he says Indra, first of all, Indra is approached. First of all, the king on this planet, he says, and the Gupta Kumar goes, and so Narad Muni approaches him and he thinks that you're the greatest devotee, but he says, no, I'm not the greatest devotee. Actually, better than me is Indra. He must go to Indra. He possesses for Lord is staying in his own home actually, as Vamandev, Lord is staying there. He has got greater mercy. And Narad Muni goes to Vamandev and Indra, and Indra says, no, I've done this more than Leela. I've done this Leela pastime. And Krishna has to do so much exercise. And I give so much trouble to Krishna actually. I'm not I'm not a great devotee, but Brahmaji is a great devotee. He was good to Brahmaji, actually. Brahmaji is always worshipping. Sastra Bhuja, Lord with the Sastra Akshu, like Sastra Anana, with the Lord with thousand mouth, actually. His Lord is residing there in this form, and Lord Brahma is always worshipping him. And he goes to Brahma, and Brahma says, No, I have done Brahma Vivan Leela. It's my pastime. I tried to bewilder Krishna, but I got bewildered. I offended Krishna. And I given benedictions to demons like Hiranyakashipu. I given so much trouble to Krishna. I am not God, the original mercy of Krishna, actually. But actually, mercy is got by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is even, I not got this mercy, actually. I also given benediction to demons like Ravana. And I give mukti, the living, the devotees never want mukti, but I give that mukti to living entities, right? So in this way, actually, I'm not serving properly the devotees by tempting them with mukti. So Prahlad Maharaj is a greater devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj says, what kind of devotee I am? I only took service. The nature of devotees, he want to give service. But I, the one who only took service, never rendered me service, right? So, actual service rendered by Hanuman. How much service he rendered? What kind of service he didn't render? Everything he became actually for the Lord. He became his doot, and he became his carrier, he became his servant, he became his warrior. Everything, what he didn't do for the Lord. So, you must go and take mercy of Hanumanji, actually. And he goes to Hanumanji. Hanumanji says, what mercy I got, actually. Lord left me. And if I was so dear to him, he would have taken me with him. But I am suffering in a separation from the Lord. I am not properly served the Lord. But if you want to see who has got actual mercy, the Pandavas have got actual mercy. Because you see, Krishna always with Pandavas. And I am trying to serve my Lord. But actually, Krishna is trying to serve Pandavas. How great devotees they are. And he sends them to Pandavas. And Pandavas, when they are approached by Narad Muni Pandavas, they say that actually we are the examples of how to not to practice devotional service. Kaise bhakt nahi bana jaye, aise hum bhakt hain. Koi bhi sun lega, anybody hears about us, how we went one temple after another, although we are devotees, that devotees' faith will go away from devotion. I don't want to do devotion. So much trouble, I don't want to do bhakti. We are not right examples of Pandavas. We give so much trouble to the Lord, actually. Lord had to come for us so many times. Vishajalapya, Vala Rakshasarthi, Varshavartha. Vishan Mahagni Purusha Darshanath, Asasavaya, Varavasa Puchita, Mude Mude, Naked Mahakasastha, Dhamnyasra Chas, Hare Virakshita. So many difficulties came, but among all these difficulties, Lord saved us, actually. So we are not the one who has got actual mercy because we engage Lord, in, we are always calling Lord for our difficulties. But actually, Uddhava has got actual mercy. Uddhava is such, more than, of course, they are telling the Dwarkavasis have got actual mercy because Krishna never leave Dwarkavasi. Krishna comes here, sometimes he's with us. But Krishna constantly staying with the Dwarkavasis, and he goes to Dwarkavasi and Dwarkavasi. No, actually, among us also, he doesn't take all of us together, with us. We are not very confidential servants of the Lord or friends of the Lord, but actual mercy is got by Uddhava. He is confidential servant of the Lord. He is sent on the secret missions. When sometime Lord want to do a very special pastime, he will take only Uddhava with him. And Uddhava was sent to Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, VIG, original VIG, to Braj Gopikas, to learn the lessons, the advanced pure devotional service, the Braj Bhakti lessons from these Gopikas. So Uddhava is actually what higher mercy of the Lord. And Uddhava says, what mercy I got actually. When I went to Braja, then I understood I have no mercy, no love, not even a trace of love. I was thinking I was such a great devotee. I didn't used to have food when I was playing with the doll of Krishna. So much love I had for Krishna. But when I understood the Brajavasis, their love for Krishna, my love is like a simple glowworm actually. And their love is like the sun. And the Brajavasis, when Narad Muni is going there and there is seeing the affinity of Brajavasis to Krishna among all the Brajavasi, the gopis' affinity to Krishna. The gopis are very, very special devotees. Gopi Madhura. We want to discuss something now. Radha Madhura, every day we're discussing. So, Gopya, koi bhi, in one sense, anybody can be called as gopi actually. Because the meaning of gopi is one who serves, Gopya, Pibati, Krishna, Amrutam, iti gopi. Gopya, with the senses, if somebody drinks the nectar of Krishna, Krishna Amrutam, Pibati, drinks. Gopi, he is called as, or she is called as Gopi, right? So anybody who sensor, fully engaged in service of the Lord, who is exciting in a trance and devotional service, can't be called as gopi. And that confirms the last statement of the purport, that Lakshmi, you know, even a living entity is called as Lakshmi when ecstatic in devotion, when in trance with the Lord, actually, you know, one is totally given his heart, her heart to the Lord. You know. That state of a living entity, because living entity is a Prakriti, actually, and that's what is Srimati Radharani, that is totally given to service of the Lord. So when the living entity is totally under the potency of internal energy, she becomes as powerful as internal energy. She possesses power to control Krishna, Srimati Radharani. But by mercy of Srimati Radharani, a fractional living entity, a part and parcel of the Lord, also gets equal power of Srimati Radharani, that it can also control Supreme Lord. Lord becomes subservient to such a devotee. My spiritual master says that, he says that as the living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, the loving in the heart of living entities, part and parcel of Srimati Radharani's love. And that particle of that love is so powerful. Forget about the part, no, full love. The particle of that love, Srimati Radharani's love is so powerful. When the particle of that love is so powerful, that Lord becomes subordinate to even a living entity, ordinary living entity. We find there, every place actually find. Yesterday I went to Patan, Pratishthanpur, Shalivahan. There are many names to this place, thousands of years. No, this comes also in a Nectar of Devotion. There is a Brahman in Pratishthanpur who was cooking kheer in his mind. And he put his finger in the kheer. It was hot and it got burnt. It was all in mind, but actually his finger was burnt. So this place is, it's happened not from me, fortunately, from my hometown actually. So there's Godavari River also flows there. And Eknath Maharaj is a great devotee of Lord. He has written Eknathi Bhagavat. And he's written Bhavat Rama and Rukmini Swayamvar. Many wonderful literature he has written. Great saint. Eknath Maharaj stayed there. His samadhi is there. Eknath Maharaj samadhi. I'll share some pictures in the group actually. Yeah. So this Eknath Maharaj, Lord, was acting like a servant of this Eknath Maharaj, as Srikhandya, you know, Krishna known as Srikhandya. And every day he would fill a big, you know, big jars, you know, he'll fill up the Ranjan, but storage ka rehta hai, so Ranjan kehte hai, you know, big storage of water in Maharashtra for Ranjan. So Srikhandya would fill that Ranjan for this Eknath Maharaj. So the living and ordinary living entity actually becomes so powerful that Supreme Lord becomes subordinate to this living entity just by mercy of Srimati Radharani. When somebody comes under total internal potency of the Lord, Srimati Radharani, and the power of that love, Srimati Radharani's love, which is there in the heart of a living entity, is so powerful that Lord becomes subordinate. Every place we see that. There are so many examples where a devotee is controlling the Lord, where a devotee, Lord is totally surrendered to a devotee. You find that. That is Srimati Radharani's love. That is Gopi's love for Sri Krishna. They are totally surrendered. Tatsukasukitvam. They are totally happy. Totally satisfying, no? If Krishna is satisfied and happy, they're ready to undergo all kinds of sufferings and austerities and all problems, you know, for all time to come. That is mood of gopis. We know that story of Krishna has having headache and he's seeking the dust of lotus feet of Srimati, you know, of course, you know, dust of lotus feet of devotees, and none of the devotees are ready to give that dust. And when Narad Muni goes to gopis and he asks, you know, can you give your dust? You know, Krishna has got headache, and they say, you take our dust, you know, as much as you want to take. You know, he's in Narad Muni, says, what are you saying? You know, you'll go to hell. For all time to come, we are giving your dust to Krishna. No, we are ready to go to hell if our dust takes away Krishna's headache. Even for a fraction of a moment, we have no problem in giving our dust. No? These are the gopis. So, Tadavraja Gopikanam, Narad Muni, Narad Bhakti Sutra, he says that one should render devotional service in the mode of gopis actually. The actual teachers are the gopis. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned actually, Aradhya Bhagwan Brajeshana Taddham Rundavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Vargena Akrita Ramya Kachitupasana. So the best form of worship is worship done by the gopis, who are simple covered girls, apparently kavar ladkiya. They didn't have that advanced knowledge. Up to they had all knowledge. Anybody worship Krishna is Sevada Chatu, he knows everything, and they're worshipping Krishna in a total surrender. So they know everything. But apparently they're doing service like they're tending cows, and then they're making cow dung cakes, and they're milking cows and selling milk and curd and butter, right? But their hearts are totally given into Krishna. Vikretu kama kilagopa kanya murari padar pita chittarutti dadhyadikamo vashada vocha govinda damo dharma dhapiti. At Vikretu Kama Kilagopa Kanya Murari Pada Pita Chittaruti, when they go for selling the milk and the butter and the curd, their hearts are totally offered to the lotus feet of Krishna, and they shout out, no, Govindelo, Gopal Lilo, Damodar Lilo, take Krishna, take Damodar, take Gopal. And they forget that they're carrying the milk and the curd and the butter, but they think that they're selling, you know, their minds are, you know, their hearts are totally given into Krishna. Murari pada arpita chitta vritti, you know, their mind is totally in Krishna. That is the mood actually one should possess when we are rendering devotional service, that our hearts and our mind should be totally offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Murari pada arpita chitta vritti dadhyadikam mohavashada gochum govinda damodara madhuri. They're out of this transcendental illusion, they're calling out dadhyadikam, what they're calling out as govinda damodara madhuri. This is the sweetness of Gopi's devotion. So in this way, they're all senses are engaged in service of the Lord. Or Gopayatiti Gopi, that Shukdeva Goswami want to glorify Gopis actually, but Gopis are so humble, they say, no, Lord Shukdeva Goswami, please don't mention our name, because we understand that intense humility is a characteristic of pure devotional service, as you described. Anybody who possesses intense humility. So we should just understand Srila Prabhupada, who has given transcendental devotional service not for the entire world. He says, Acharya of entire world, himself considered himself as just a mere puppet in the hands of the Lord. And he said, you know, that you make me dance as you wish. You speak through me. I have no words actually. Krishna mentioned actually, Krishna has spoken through me. It's not my words. Right? So Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, who is such a great Acharya, who has given bhakti to entire world, he thinks that I'm just a puppet actually, and Krishna is just, you know, his words. No, it's not my words. Okay. But we think that my words made a difference. Okay. I saw logic, but I mean, it was my example. But I could know how great preacher I become. But I can make devotees. Right. We tend to think that we become proud sometimes. You know, few people start following us, and we think that, oh, I become such a great devotee that I can convince others now. And by my power and my logic and my examples, people are understanding. But we understand that actually it's not our power. It's only Krishna's mercy. And sometimes Krishna just to cheat us actually, those want to get cheated. No, he'll make them feel that he'll give the appreciation. Prabhu, kya example diya, kya bataya. No, he'll think, wow, only I only spoke actually. Right? But we should understand that actually it's all potency of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, and Acharya's mercy. The devotee's mood should be, I'm just repeating the words of my spiritual master actually. Their potency is going to transform my own potency in me. So one becomes a transcendent. Whatever service one accepts, actually accepts on the behalf of Guru Parampara of the disciple succession starting from the Lord. One accepts on their behalf, but totally in a transfer mood, one offers everything back. Guru Parampara. This is a mood a devotee should operate. So this is a mood of gopis that are intensely humble. And they're mentioning to Shukdeva Goswami, please mention, don't mention our name. He says, how come actually I mention all names? At least Radharani's name. No. All mixed devotees are sitting there. Sab mixed crowd aaj, you know, bhag bhi. Sab kuch baithe hai, aap mukti bhi baithe, gyani log bhi baithe hai, Shukdeva Bhakta. Everybody sitting there. So it won't be proper. You're calling out the glories of Goswami. They won't understand, they may offend. Right? So the main reason is not that they don't want to reveal, but the main reason is living entity may offend actually. And that may not be good for that devotee. So he mentions the Nana Rajito Ulunam. So this shloka, he's mentioning the name of Srimati Radharani. That Nana Rajito Ulunam, that she is a special gopi actually, who has especially served the Lord and especially pleased the Lord. And because of that, actually, Lord has separated her out. So of all the gopis, actually, Srimati Radharani is most special. The reason why Lord left Srimati Radharani, and also the mistaken understanding is, no, even she felt pride actually. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakrathakur, he corrects this understanding. He mentions not because of that actually. Lord wanted to bring out the devotion of Srimati Radharani. Lord wanted to, gopis were thinking, why Lord is giving so much favor to this particular gopi? Why not us? Right? So Lord left even Srimati Radharani there so that all gopis will understand the extent of her devotion to Sri Krishna. The kind of separation Srimati Radharani expressed in that place, in the Ras, that place, Sharad Purnima night, we find, Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear about that, the kind of separation she exhibited. All the gopis understood that, you don't even possess a drop of love for Krishna, actually, the way this particular gopi possesses. And they all understood the glory of Srimati Radharani. The Lord wanted to bring out this glory and teach other gopis, actually, the glories of Srimati Radharani and the method of worshipping him in the mode of Srimati Radharani. Right. So this is the reason Lord left Srimati Radharani, not that she felt proud. Right. So this is the extent of Srimati Radharani's love for Sri Krishna, which totally overpowers Sri Krishna, and Sri Krishna becomes totally humble, subordinate servant of Srimati Radharani. So she is the one, is the topmost. Krishna, who is God, male or female? This is the question. So in a tattva, Krishna is Sachidananda Vigra, Ishwara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigra, Adir Govind, Sarva Karna Karna. So in a In the Tattva, we understand Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Rasa, we understand Srimati Radharani's Supreme Personality of Goddess. No? Even Krishna is subordinate to Srimati Radharani. She rules over. Hmm? She totally controls Krishna. So in Rasa, we understand. So 100% reservation, you know, yesterday. the woman's reservation belongs past in India. So 100% the topmost post for entire creation, the material world and spiritual world, and all the planets given to Srimati Radharani actually. Sri Krishna, who is Adya Narayan, who is source of all the Narayans, even Sri Krishna actually becomes subordinate to Srimati Radharani and just tries to please her. Right. So this is our great fortune that we operate in this Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are trying to worship Srimati Radharani, we are trying to become devotees of Srimati Radharani, and your acharyas who are all manjiris, who are servants of Srimati Radharani. So we are very fortunate that we are here. And this devotion service, this Golokera Premdhan Harinam Sankirtan, which is Anarvita Charimcharat Karunavati Nakalam Samarapitun Pujasam Samati Shriyam, which is not given for a long, long time. Atanta Dullaba Prem Kharivaridan Sikhaya Sharanagati Vijapakatera Pram. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kori Swaparshada Nijadhama Suyavatari Atanta Dullaba Prema Kharivaridan Sikhaya Sharanagati Vijapakatera Pram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here to bestow his mercy upon all living entities, and he is bestowing upon us the transcendental devotional service so that we can practice this Braja Bhakti. Gradually we advance and practice Braja Bhakti under the guidance of all the acharyas who are servants of Srimati Radharani and achieve our Krishna Prem in ecstatic mood. So this is a benediction given to us. So this should be our meditation on this Radhashmi. On meditating on the mercy, what we are receiving actually, and not complaining, not criticizing, not judging, but just trying to focus upon how much which has been given to us, which is very, very rare, which has atyanta durlabh, which has not been given for a long, long time. Anarpita, charim chirat, long, long time which has not been given, but we are most apatra, unqualified people, but this is something which is given to us. So, how fortunate we should feel actually. And we should beg the mercy of Srimati Radharani that somehow she takes us under her shelter. We get the fraction of, not even a complete glance, even a fraction of her glance. You know, Kripa Kadaksh, even a sidelong glance of Srimati Radharani is good enough actually. You know, is best enough actually to overpower or flood our hearts, you know, with the ecstatic Krishna Prem. Right? So we aspire for her sidelong glance and her mercy so that we become more purified. And that mercy is also appearing through our Guru Maharaj and our Vaishnavas actually. Srimati Radharani, here in this material world, actually she is giving us this devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting mood of Srimati Radharani, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appoints Nityananda Prabhu for distributing this devotional service. So Nityananda Prabhu represents spiritual master who distributes the love of Srimati Radharani to all living entities. And that spiritual master, you know, when we humbly serve, so that spiritual master is also a representation of Paramatma in our heart. Right? So when we serve our spiritual master, then actually somebody asked me this question sometime back actually. How we understand we are pleasing, no? Our spiritual master has understood our service. So our Paramatma is also there in our heart actually, and spiritual master is also representative of that Paramatma. So sometimes spiritual master, by grace of Paramatma, may exactly understand what is needed to understand, and he may know everything. Or we also understand because he is representative of Paramatma, and by process of approaching Paramatma is not direct. By worshipping spiritual master, by serving spiritual master, actually we approach Paramatma in our heart, not directly. It's not possible. We cannot understand what the Paramatma heart is saying. Spiritual master makes it clear.
Hare Krishna. Did Prabhuji lose connection?
Yes, Mataji, he's frozen.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Mataji. Got freezed.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I lost the connection for the last few seconds, it seems.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I hope you heard, no? Like when we, you know, I was telling that when spiritual master, please Paramatma is a presentation of Supreme Lord, and Nithan Prabhu is pleased, Nithan Prabhu is pleased, Nithan Prabhu is pleased, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased, Mahaprabhu is pleased, Krishna is pleased, Radha is pleased, Radha is pleased, Krishna is pleased. We are most happy. Yes, so any question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Hare Bol.
Jai.
Very nice class on Radhashtami. So it was very to hear about the glories of Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani ki jai. Hare Krishna. So dear devotees, any questions or realizations? Yeah, Jyoti Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam to you. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you said that the super soul is representation of our spiritual master.
Spiritual master is representative of super soul, actually. Hold
on. sorry. So, what is the main difference between the qualities of soul and super soul, the Paramatma, and how we'll recognize that the Paramatma inside, because there is a voice inside that we hear and we differentiate it, is if it is a material, then we think, then we say that okay, that voice is from mind, but if it is a devotional voice, then we recognize it and we take an action. So there are actions coming, the orders that are coming or the instructions that are coming from our spiritual master as well. So how we can connect the voice of super soul and the spiritual master instructions?
Yes, thank you, Mataji. So one very easy way is actually, because spiritual master representative of Paramatma within, so we go and ask our spiritual master that no, this is what I'm thinking, actually is right or wrong, right? It's I should do or not, and then spiritual master says we understand that's the voice of Paramatma, and also Vaishnavas also guide us actually, right? And in this way we understand. But in case, you know, this was question asked by, you know, His Grace Radhesham Prabhuji asked my spiritual master that sometime there is no opportunity to ask spiritual master. Actually, we have to take decisions. So how do you understand that I have taken right decision or wrong decision? So the answer given was actually that to the degree you follow every small instruction, when it is directly given to you, to the degree you will be empowered, or you will understand when, you know, you have no association, you will understand what is the right thing to do. But before that, you know, whenever we get a direct instruction, we should try to follow that. And when we have followed that very nicely, scrupulously, then sometimes we have to take decisions where, some immediate decisions where consultation somehow it's not possible. In some situation, it may happen. Then actually that will protect us and guide us. We have tried to follow earlier, right?
So, but still we have... Still, we recognize that voice, and then we can differentiate that voice is coming from the mind or it is coming from a spiritual platform. So, if we differentiate and if we take a decision, even though after taking a decision, if it goes wrong, then how we should take an action?
So, because we know only Vartaman, Krishna knows, you know, Vartaman and Bhavishya and Bhut actually. So, something has gone wrong when we followed some instruction. You may take it as what has happened, actually, how it has happened and why it has gone wrong. But we should understand that Krishna knows everything, actually. Krishna knows future, and sometimes we may not understand certain things, certain, you know, certain events which have happened to us right now in this current context. But actually, you know, in over the period of time, we'll understand how it was better for us, how Krishna has helped us. So we should have that faith that after I followed instruction, the success is not result, but success is following the instruction, actually. Right? Success following the instruction. We have followed. And if apparently something has gone wrong, over the period of time, we'll understand, actually, that was for our good. Right? That's we understand. And of course, there is also a method of consultation. Sometimes, if you're not understood properly, or sometimes if things are not working out, we think, and we should go back and also report, actually, our senior devotee, then we should consult with them that, this is the way things are happening. Is it actually going right? And if they say no, still continue, then we continue. If they say no, actually, you need to change the course of action, then we change the course of action, right? So the process is, you know, consultation always continues.
Okay, then we should take it as a learning curve, right, Prabhuji?
Yeah, learning. In the future, we will understand better, actually, how it was helpful for us.
And Prabhuji, right. We heard that you have an Srimad Bhagavatam session every day. So is it in Marathi?
हम लोग वो हिंदी में करते हैं माताजी हिंदी में मोस्टली हिंदी इंग्लिश ऐसा रहता है
ओके प्रभुजी हरे कृष्णा धन्यवाद प्रणाम टू यू एंड इटरनली ग्रेटफुल फॉर आंसरिंग प्रभुजी इट रियली मैटर टू मी थैंक यू
माताजी शिव कुमार या शुक्रकार प्रभुजी आई थिंक या शुक्रकार प्रभुजी प्लीज गो अहेड
हरे कृष्णा माय थ्रोट नॉट ओके
My life, certain situations were there actually. I'll not go in details, but it was very difficult to understand. But when I followed that, the things, you know, and many devotees will have their experience actually. It felt that if I followed this, you know, things will be very difficult. But still, I tried to follow. When I followed, you know, them killing. And then later, things were solved in such a way that, you know, I felt that you know, it would have never would have happened actually this way. And you know, even the most complex problems are solved, you know, by Krishna's grace. So we just have a surrender actually many times and we'll find that things are actually working out. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. You told that gopis, they have surrendered all their senses to Krishna. So any pure devotee who is surrendered is equal to gopi. So Ambarish Maharaj is actually gopi who gave Savai Mana Krishna Pada Arvindeva.
Is one of the definition I'm telling Prabhuji. It's not exactly like he's a gopi in the spiritual in a lady form.
As good as.
Means the spirit of gopis, you know, he's carrying that. He's engaging all his senses actually. And Krishna equally loves, you know, there's no sectarianism. Krishna loves service rendered by even the cows and the trees and Krishna loves all service. So Amrish Maharaj is following the perfectly the mood of gopis actually. And he's surrendering all his senses in service of the Lord.
In one of the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, he was telling that Krishna carried Radharani alone and then after some time he left her also. And he was telling that Radharani had so much compassion for all other gopis. So she just didn't want to go alone. So she just made it a game to leave her so that Krishna will take everyone. She didn't want to make them feel bad that she's going alone.
Thank you, Prabhu, sharing this additional understanding from Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. So one pastime has so many layers, has so many meanings.
Yeah.
So many ways of understanding. Wonderful. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Sorry, my throat is not, I've got so many other questions, but no, not okay. Thank you, Prabhu. But you gave the Radharani's tattva so much. Rasa tattva and that other tattva, two tattvas. Tattva is Krishna is on the top. Rasa wise, she's on the top. So,
yes,
I think then we can say internet society for Radha consciousness for Gaudiya people.
It's true. We want Rasa. Rasika Muro, Rasika Hui Bhav.
Over your Bhagavatam, can you tell which
tattva, we can unless get? Tattva is clear, unless Tattva is clear, there'll be Rasa Bhas actually. So, we have to understand first of all. Bhagavatam 10th canto we learn and then we. Gradually enter the mysteries of Srimati Radharani through Chaitanya Charitamrita, we understand that. So, one should not give up rasa because one should not give up tattva because without tattva, then there will be rasa bhasa. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many poets would come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they wanted to read out their poetry. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami to check out their poetry. You know, if there are no philosophical or poetical rasa bhasa or philosophical problems, you know, in their poetry, and he would check in only. The poetry which didn't possess the rasa bhas, you know, that was allowed to, like that devotee or the poet was allowed to go and read out the poetry for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, if you don't know properly tattva, then we'll commit a lot of mistakes. You know, there's so much depth is there for everything what we do in devotional service. So, we should be very, very careful, scrupulous in understanding the tattva very carefully. Then, gradually, we may enter also into more deeper and deeper mysteries of devotion.
But Bhagavatam, can you give the link? We can join. Then every day you said no, Hindi and English. Because we are all fond of joining.
I think Himanshu Prabhu or somebody can share.
Yeah, Prabhuji, I can send you, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I think Shivakumar Prabhuji is there. Please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Mutaji. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranams, Prabhu. Prabhu, one question. having with the understanding that Mother Lakshmi is the personification of mercy and devotional service, I just wanted to understand in Krishna's pastimes, one of the pastimes, Mother Rukmini is catching hold of Krishna when he is about to eat the flat rice the second time. So I just wanted to understand how.
Sorry, Prabhu, can you please repeat? I think.
In Krishna, with the understanding that Mother Lakshmi is the personification of mercy or devotional service, Prabhu, I just wanted to kind of understand in one of the Krishna's pastimes when Sudama gives the flat rice, right? Mother Rukmini catches hold of Krishna's hand when he's about to eat the second time. So, I mean, our understanding is the Mother Lakshmi or Radharani kind of promotes everyone to engage in more and more in devotion and exchange the rasa. But here it seems that the mother is holding off the hand from eating second time. So I just wanted to understand.
Yeah, because she has a fear that, you know, you should not give up so much that you lose Krishna. Right, that sometimes happen with devotees also, that they're so much preaching that they're no sadhana, they may personally feel drained out.
Right.
Means I'm explaining this one facet of what we can apply in our life is or how we can take it. We have to equally take and we also give that, but sometimes giving, sometimes we may forget to sufficiently take for ourselves. So here we understand that if you'd have taken, then you would have taken, captured totally Krishna, and Rukmini Devi in a mood of loving wife doesn't want to separate it from the husband. Right. There is a bhakti in her heart also, which expansion of Srimati Radharani's bhakti.
So there, Prabhu, the mood is different, is it? The mood that Radharani has to what Mother Rukmini has, there is difference, is it?
Yeah, because there is a rasa, right? That a wife has its own rasa and the friend has its own. So he has got what is supposed to get it. Right. In that rasa is, he's got good enough mercy of Sri Krishna, but she want to protect her own devotion. So this is a move we understand from Acharya.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So I think
One second, Mataji. Our service. Right, we render some service, and we should not be so merciful that if somebody comes and asks, can you please give me a service? So sometimes we may give part of service to engage others. At the same time, we are not careless to give all of our service, that we have no service to render them to the Lord. It is also mood in which you understand. We find so many Brajwasis, devotees, we find good devotees, and they never want that we should take their service. You know, they want to protect their service. Right. So this is not wrong. If you want to protect our service to Sri Krishna, and we say no, I want to render. Of course, we should be merciful at the same time. It's not that we have no service to render to Lord. Even Sita Devi, you heard that past time. Hanumanji wanted. He was doing all service, and then Hanuman said, "What service given to me?" And then Sita Devi said, "Okay, you take this service off." No, when Krishna yawns, you know, you can chutki baja sakta. And then he's always with Lord Ram, and Mother Sita is thinking, why? You know, he's coming to inner chambers also, and he's just sitting there with Ram. Right. So, we should have a service also to the Lord. Mataji was telling something. Did somebody share the link?
Himanshu Prabhu has shared the link.
I got it, Prabhu.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. And one more, Mataji is having a question. How can we balance spiritual?
Actually, Krishna will eat twice. Third time only she will stop, Rukmini. Not second time. Two times Krishna will eat. Third time she will stop, Rukmini. Because the whole opulence will go to Sudama. She was worried.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Please take care of your throat, Prabhuji. Please give rest for your throat, Hare Krishna.
Yes.
So we actually we are very grateful for your association, Shukrakar Prabhuji, because you give so many classes, and you also ask very nice questions also in the classes. So
thank
much
you,
and
thank you.
Yeah. So Disha Mataji is having a question, Prabhuji. How can we balance both preaching and sadhana, and how we should preach?
So, for in Pune, actually, you know, Rajesham Prabhu just created accountability circles where we have equal devotees and there is accountability circle and there is accountability manager. I'm just telling what system Prabhuji has recommended for us, where we have our circle and we supposed to come together, devotees supposed to come together, read together with equals, and there are planned sessions, you know, which happen and the sharing happens, and we also, you know, write report to Rajesham Prabhuji. Okay, this many time we met and this is what we discussed. Right, so this accountability groups. So we have to create system in which actually, if we are not able to go on our own, ideally we should be able to do it on our own also. Take out. We should plan. You know how much quotas are. No, you also have the sadhana card system where every devotee is supposed to hear these many hours of Srila Prabhupada books and these many hours of Srila Prabhupada classes and Guru Maharaj classes. This is a very nice system actually. That, you know, self accountability, not for, you know, just numbers actually, but self accountability. We understand where we are going actually. Are we taking in or not sufficiently by numbers? We know it helps us. Initially, the quantity is important and quality is also very important. Right, both are important. So that helps us to remain on track. So we have to create some system. You know, unfortunately, the nature of material world is the distractions are so many. Sometimes we are, many times we are deflected, you know, from what we want to do. So unless we actually plan on the paper and scriptlessly try to follow that and create systems, forums where that practically happens, it may become difficult or challenging. So there are some ways we got to practically implement. You know, we can all, with our intelligence, we can figure out actually how we can do our sadhana, plan our sadhana. But definitely sadhana is also very, very important, because if we are not testing ourselves, then how we give it to others, right? So both is important, equally taking in and giving out. Disha Mataji, I don't know if I answered your question.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I hope that answer will be fulfilling the desire of Disha Mataji to preach. So our hearty congratulations to you also, Mataji. You can start your preaching as per your desire. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was really a very wonderful class about Srimati Radharani. And I was actually expecting that if Prabhuji gives the lecture on Srimati Radharani today, it will be very helpful for us. Have some meditation for Radhashrami. So rightly you gave so many past tense about Srimati Radharani. So, and also there is this famous saying that of Srimati Radharani, the word aparadha. When Vaishnavas do aparadha, so it means that we are going against Srimati Radharani. So where Krishna will also not be there. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. And we want an association in future also. I don't see any more hand raise or questions on the chat. So we can end the call here. Dear devotees, we can pay our obeisances to Prabhuji.
Namo Namah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.